Hello and welcome to Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews. We're going to do something a little bit different this week. We're going to take a look at how we choose the movies we review. My name is Tim and I'm joined as always by Michael.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me. So how about it, Michael? How would you say that we choose the movies that we review?
Well, currently, I wish I could say there was a giant scientific calculator that we used to pick each week. Largely, though, we select out of three buckets. The first is going to be good, bad movies. These are movies that are so bad that they're good. We really like this genre, and it's something that we want to investigate further. We've also been dabbling a lot with these big budget movies. So these are going to be movies that have exceptionally high budgets. And we really want to see what is something that someone thought was worth $300 million or $200 million or whatever it was at the time. We've really been enjoying exploring those. We've also been trying to do some documentaries as well, really seeing what people are doing to try to tackle these big issues that are taking place in our world right now.
Jumping off right there from good, bad movies, it's a genre that I've always enjoyed. I've always gotten a really good laugh out of a good, bad movie. I really have found some amazing good, bad movies in my life, but I like to find the ones that are maybe a little bit off the beaten path. You know, everybody knows some of the big legendary good, bad movies. I think of the movie The Room a lot. That's someone that everybody knows. Everybody loves to watch it and make fun of it. But what's the other rooms? You know, what are the other movies that are really good, bad, that people haven't heard of? Now, these can often be big misses. I have not liked a lot of the films that we've ended up reviewing on the show, and that's just because some of them, for whatever reason, don't work for me. You always take a risk when you're looking for a good, bad movie, but I think when they pay off big.
I think that's so true, Tim. I'm glad you bring that up. You know, we know the iconic classics that we grew up watching. I remember watching Starship Troopers with my dad and Total Recall. You know, but these are movies that are pretty well litigated. There's not really much more that I think we could say that would really breathe a lot of life into them. So at this point, kind of letting them sit and focusing on some of the things that might be hidden gems, that's really what we're looking for. And as you said, part of the product of why we often negatively review so many of the movies that we watch is because once you get off the beaten path, it can get pretty gnarly out there.
It can get pretty hairy. Jumping into that second pile you mentioned, big budget movies. It's a lot of fun to watch big budget movies. I really enjoy watching spectacle and seeing the money up on the screen. It's a lot of fun to watch just a huge big production. Movies can really take you into a different world and immerse you in a massive, massive experience. Big budget movies really do that for me.
There's something to be said about a movie that someone thinks is worth $300+ million. Like, someone thought it was so good that it was worth this extravagant budget. Mm-hmm. It's interesting to see what movies people think those are. I would note with our selections that we have often scrubbed out a lot of the standard big budget movies. These would be like the Marvel films and the superhero films. There's not necessarily a lot that we have to offer or say, I think, on those films. There are also things that a lot of people have already seen or engaged with. So again, so much of what we're trying to do on the podcast is surface things to our viewers that they may not have ever encountered before, which is why we typically have been steering clear of those films, but is why we love the big budget movie genre so much. It's fun to see the money on the screen.
It really is. I mean, when you're spending the GDP of a small country on your movie production, I think you've got to check it out. For me, anyway, I gotta check it out. I gotta see what they're doing with that money.
It's gonna be a spectacle. Like, no matter what it is, it's gonna be a spectacle. Not always a good one, but... And in the same vein, I think the documentary bucket, that third bucket, you know, I think we've really been focusing on these topical issues. You know, what are the things that people, you know, might not have seen? You know, I think when people think of documentaries, it's often like taking your medicine, right? It's not a very pleasurable thing to do. It's like, oh, I'm going to be lectured at for 2 hours. So many documentaries, I think, transcend that and are really immersive experiences that connect you with people and share their stories and help you empathize and understand them. And, you know, to be able to identify the documentaries that do that, I think is a really important thing. And so we've been really trying to tackle some of these documentaries that people have maybe been thinking about watching, but they're not totally sure. And maybe our review can help push them over the edge if it's a good one.
Absolutely. I think there should be a lot more attention paid to documentary filmmaking, especially now. There's some amazing documentaries and some amazing stories being told that you would never see from like a big budget narrative film. I think there's some amazing things that you can get out of documentaries. And my perspective has been changed thoroughly and completely by some of the documentaries we've seen. I've really enjoyed that process. And like you said, a lot of people view them as like going to school. I got to watch this documentary. They're not all like that. They're not all like that, though. There's a lot of really great filmmaking happening in the documentary genre. And I hope that we can point out a few good ones for you.
So, Tim, as we move forward, what should we be doing? Or what are you looking forward to adding to our repertoire?
I'd love to take a look and re-examine some of the films that we, from our youth, that we grew up liking. I think it'd be a lot of fun to really re-examine some of those movies that were informative or impactful on us.
As I said earlier, I remember watching Starship Troopers with my dad. I haven't watched that movie in probably 20 years. It'd be interesting to revisit it. Like, has it held up with age? Is it still interesting? Is it still a good, bad movie in the way that I remember it being? You know, I think time has a funny way of changing the way that we view film. So much of our experiences of watching movies are where we were and who we watched them with, not necessarily explicitly tied to the quality of the film. It'd be interesting to revisit some of the movies that I have such nostalgia for from my childhood that maybe haven't held up to the test of time, or maybe have. It'd be interesting to revisit them and see.
I'd also love to get more recommendations from our listeners. We've gotten some really amazing movies out of this. You guys have sent us some really wonderful suggestions. We haven't liked them all, but they have exposed us to some movies that we never would have thought to watch ourselves. And I've really appreciated that. I've really enjoyed that. So keep those recommendations coming.
And I think in that vein too, it's not quite as true with the big budget movies, but I think as we continue to look towards these big budget movies, trying to stay on top of current releases that are not just Marvel movies, these theme park films, but really saying, okay, someone decided to spend $300 million on not a Marvel movie. What in the world would that be in 2021, 2022? I'd be interested to watch that. And I think that's something that I'd like to incorporate into our viewing as well.
Yeah, I would love to point out some more modern films, more modern releases that are really off the beaten path. We've watched a lot of older movies, a lot of 80s movies, a lot of stuff from the last 20, 30 years. But I'd love to point out some movies that either have value or don't. It depends. That have been released in the last couple of years that probably people haven't heard of or might not have given the time to.
So, Tim, here's a hard question for you that I think viewers would be interested in. What about, like, Oscar-nominated films and, like, critically acclaimed movies? Does that ever have a place in our podcast?
I mean, I think we could definitely dive into that a little bit. This is a whole
other topic. Put you on a spot.
This is a whole other topic. I've really soured on the Academy in the last few years, so I'm probably going to have some unpopular opinions on some more modern Oscar releases, but I think it'd be really valuable to check those out and to maybe re-examine or to offer a different perspective on some of the movies that are ostensibly considered great. Thank you very much for listening, you guys. This has been Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews.